Welcome to MS Minute with DC&D, your podcast for understanding multiple sclerosis. Every month, our MS experts tackle a different topic to help you manage your disease and live a better life. DC&D is a private neurology practice based out of Dayton, Ohio. It's certified by the National MS Society as a comprehensive MS care center. Please note this podcast and its content is designed for educational and informational purposes only.
Welcome to MS Minute with DC&D. I'm your host, Natalie Pugar. Joining me today is Emily Dowd. She is an MS nurse practitioner with Dayton Center for Neurological Disorders. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. So today we're going to be talking about kind of a very common MS symptom, or I guess one of the first symptoms that can happen in vision problems, right?
Yes, that is one of the first signs of multiple sclerosis for some patients.
Why is that?
So a lot of things can be seen with multiple sclerosis. We've briefly touched on a lot of them in our MS podcasts. One of the more common symptoms that is first presenting is a patient will have eye pain or vision changes, and that will prompt them to go to their eye doctor, or if they already have a neurologist or family doctor they feel comfortable talking with, and that will often lead to a diagnosis of optic neuritis.
Okay, so optic neuritis, one of the first ones that we're going to talk about today, kind of describe to me what it is in a nutshell.
So typically this occurs in one eye. It can have associated symptoms we discussed of the blurred vision, reduced vision, loss of color vision, an aching pain with eye movement in different angles. It can be in both eyes, typically just the one. This occurs due to inflammation of the optic nerve, also known as the vision nerve. And this is seen by the ophthalmologist through a detailed dilated eye exam. If a patient feels they could be having this type of symptom, they need to immediately let their doctor know or even go to the emergency department if there is loss of vision.
Can it be caused by anything but MS?
There are other MS mimickers. NMO, neuromyelitis optica, can be one of them. Typically, though, for our context, the optic neuritis would be due to the demyelination of that nerve through the MS process.
Gotcha. So go to the emergency room because this is kind of dangerous and it's not something that goes away on its own?
Yes, it can resolve over time on its own. There can be permanent deficits from the damage. Typically, you want to get high-dose IV steroids or oral steroids, depending on your toleration of that. And this would be through either an order from your neurologist or an emergency department visit to get that as quick as possible.
Okay. So about how many patients would you say MS patients present with vision problems like this?
Optic neuritis, I wouldn't say, is incredibly common. It is always on our radar. But patients with MS often do have other vision concerns. One of those other concerns is also called diplopia, which is just a fancy way to say double vision. And this can occur if you cover one eye and you see one image, but if you look out with both of your eyes, you see double or two images. And again, you know, as you mentioned with optic neuritis, can this resolve on its own? It potentially can in a few weeks or months, but some patients have this chronically.
And this is one that, you know, can maybe be kind of a mimicker again to some other things, because you could get the same thing for migraines and things like that. So also important to see your doctor for this.
Of course. Yes. Of course. Talk to your family doc if you don't already have a neurologist. But often the patients listening to this are already established with us. So we would want to know if you're having double vision, if this is a new concern for you, if you've ever experienced it before, such as if you have migraines. Double vision can also be due to simply an eye pathology, not related to MS. So it is also important to get that eye exam and have the experts in that realm tell you if they think it's potentially due to your MS.
Okay, gotcha. So how do we manage double vision?
Double vision can also be treated with high-dose IV steroids, oral steroids, if thought to be secondary to an MS exacerbation, relapse, new lesion. If it's not thought to be because of a new active MS lesion, more of a progressive degeneration or other eye involvement, you can see the ophthalmologist or an optometrist. Eye patches, glasses with prisms in them can also be beneficial to help that.
How can somebody tell that it's from MS versus something else? Is there a marker?
So that would definitely be going to the eye doctor. They can rule out all of the other concerns, mm-hmm. but then we also look at the patient's clinical history. If you have MS, of course, it's going to be one of the top, you know, reasons potentially for that happening. Of course, though, we don't like to blame everything on MS when there could be other reasons for it.
Sure. Okay. And so we've covered two different ones. What is the third one?
Another common MS eye problem we see is something called nystagmus, which is a fancy big word mm-hmm. for basically saying on exam, or even if the patient is with a family member, someone looking at their eyes or staring in the mirror, they may see small, rapid, repetitive, involuntary eye movements or shaking of the eyes when they're looking side to side, up or down, rotating. This can cause some blurred vision, vision impairment, or make you feel as if the world's moving because your eyes are moving.
Weird. So what happens with that? That sounds kind of not fun to have. Geez.
No. And a lot of times patients won't even know they have it. We'll do it. If you've ever been at the office and they tell you follow the pen light with your eyes right. looking side to side, that's what we're looking for in addition to some other eye movement concerns. But you might not even be aware it's happening, but we'll see it. And it's just a little bob and weave of your eyes. And it could or could not impact your vision. It's typically incidentally found on exam. It can improve over time, can fluctuate. Overall, the best way to manage this is to make sure that you're getting the proper care for your multiple sclerosis.
Is this something that can also happen when you don't have MS?
Yeah, other different conditions, brain injury, metabolic things can contribute to
nystagmus. Yeah, the brain injuries, I see a lot of that, you know, concussion, things like that.
Concussion,
can cause that.
Okay.
Gotcha. So we have the three big ones. So I would say, just as a clinician, how many people in your patient kind of group do you see coming and presenting with vision problems?
I would say it's hard to put, you know, a number to. There's a fair number of patients who either have, you know, decreased visual acuity, have a history of optic neuritis, or we will see the nystagmus on exam, and that's just something we'll monitor. If it gets worse or changes in quality, character, or starts impacting vision, then we, you know, start being a little more concerned about that. It is always reassuring, even with visual concerns, that we see stability on imaging. So that's why we like to get MRI brains pretty routinely, yearly or sooner, if patients are presenting with new symptoms or exacerbation of symptoms.
Gotcha. So can these be, indication of an exacerbation?
It can be. So if it's, especially if it's a new thing, that's why when you come into your appointment, anything new, anything getting worse, anything changing, those are our red flag keywords we look for.
Gotcha. Okay. So is there a reason why these vision problems can occur as the first symptom for MS?
Yeah, so it is suspected that the reason optic neuritis or other visual concerns could be the first presenting symptom for a patient is optic neuritis actually will occur in about 50% of individuals at some point, either presenting or throughout the course of multiple sclerosis.
Wow, okay.
It actually occurs in about 15 to 20% of patients as that first symptom, often common in young females, and we speculate and think, since our brain has so much extra material, it can buffer, so to say, lesions. We may not notice that there is something wrong first off. Mm-hmm. But with the optic nerve, that is such a small area. If you notice visual symptoms, it could be because that you have a lesion there, demyelination, and there's not much compensatory mechanism there in your eye. Also, you look out of your eyes every day,
right?
So you're probably going to see something's happening there before you realize maybe I'm a little more tired or off balance,
right? And become more mm-hmm. concerned about that issue yep. too, and bring it up maybe faster to the doctor.
Yeah, vision loss I think would get me running.
Yep, so, I agree. Yep. I think so. So, you know, we talked about what a big percentage that this impacts in the MS population. So can anything be done to help prevent this?
Yeah, so oftentimes we'll tell patients, you know, good eye health is key to maintaining good vision. But when you have multiple sclerosis, you could eat the most healthy diet, protect your eyes as much as you can, and still have problems. Mm-hmm. So it's important with existing eye concerns or trying to prevent worsening of something you already have, you want to rest your eyes throughout the day. Double vision, nystagmus can get a little worse if you've been staring at a computer all day. Mm-hmm. You also want to protect the vision you have left, such as wearing sunglasses when it's sunny or protection goggles in dangerous environments if that's your line of work. It's also important to protect you from further impact to damage of your vision. You should manage all your pre-existing health conditions. Oftentimes we warn people with hypertension, diabetes, there can be visual impacts from those conditions as well. And just because you have multiple sclerosis doesn't mean you're get out of other medical condition free
yes,
card.
Right.
So practicing healthy lifestyle is beneficial. Oftentimes I often hear patients say with MS they have overheat easily. So taking hot baths, exercising, being in hot weather can exacerbate these symptoms in addition to other MS-specific symptoms. So focusing on decreasing your core body temperature, cooling yourself down, getting in the shade is also really important.
So as you're telling me all the preventions and stuff, the question that popped into my head was, you know, could there ever be a situation, and do you ever see it, where somebody has permanent vision loss?
We do see that, either complete or partial, one eye or another, or just overall not where it was. They're not at their baseline. We do hope, if you experience optic neuritis or any other form of eye-associated MS-related condition, it could gradually improve over time. That's really why we give the IV steroids. It speeds up the process rather than being curative. We hope that you'll regain back to baseline, and if not, still be able to see. Of course, we do unfortunately have patients who have permanent vision changes because of MS. Mm-hmm.
And this could be, you know, something could correct it, like, you know, you might have to wear glasses more so, that kind of thing too?
Yes, so might have to wear glasses, and that, as you get older, can change too. Mm-hmm. So it is a team approach between the neurologist and the ophthalmologist for these visual concerns.
Okay. So are there any, you know, we talked about the prevention, but are there triggers? You know, we always mention triggers in MS with a lot of these symptoms. You mentioned the hot and the being overheated. Any other ones that we didn't discuss?
Overall, patients with MS, they'll feel fluctuations in their symptoms, fatigue, illness, fever, overworking themselves, hot exposure, staring, you know, too long, overall exertion. Patients do fatigue a little quicker. Fatigue can be a number one symptom. We've read through that in other MS podcasts. But overall, just self-care, taking care of yourself, listening to your body, not overdoing it. And some days you'll have more reserve in you than another day. And some days your visual concerns could be worse than others. But if you feel like you're having a bad day and vision is one of your deficits, you potentially want to mitigate your risks, such as maybe avoiding driving or knowing maybe I don't want to play that ball game today.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Just to be safe there. So the, you know, we talked about maybe glasses would be an option to help treat. We talked about the steroids. Are there any other treatment options out there for these vision issues?
Overall, for each type of condition we've talked about, it's important to talk to your neurologist, your family doctor, your ophthalmologist. It all really depends on your symptom, the severity of the symptom, your overall physical health otherwise, and where you are with your multiple sclerosis, if it's being managed, the disease-modifying therapy you're on. So it is an open conversation with all of those providers to see what specifically is best for you. After talking to everybody, you know, it is good also to find a support group. Your doctors, you know, they are supportive and they have your medical interest in mind, but it's also good to talk to a community who could be also experiencing the same things you are. At times, especially vision impairment, blindness, if that does happen, can be overwhelming, and reaching out to your local community, support groups, therapy is also really important in caring for these conditions.
Absolutely. As we've discussed several times on this podcast and several different symptom managements, you know, that's a huge part of it, is being around people who understand what you're going through. And, you know, if you have those questions, you can ask them too. So I guess what's your final words of wisdom here? I mean, the things that you, if you're dealing with vision changes, vision loss, all this stuff, I'm sure it can be very frustrating and overwhelming, as you said. What do you tell patients?
Overall, if you feel like your vision, if it's something you've never experienced before, with or without multiple sclerosis, especially with, we want to hear about it and never feel like, oh, well, I don't want to bother them. I'm having a little blurred vision. It's nothing. Call us, send us a message through the online system, come in, have an appointment, and we can further evaluate, give you reassurance, tips, tricks to help you feel better and regain your functionality. But also reaching out to your community. You're not alone. You're never an island. So reach out and know that you are supported in all aspects of this disease process and the symptoms that are associated with it.
I love that it's never nothing, because, you know, that's so important. I think a lot of people just pass off some things, and hopefully it is nothing, but it's worth getting checked out.
Yeah, and to have that reassurance.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Emily. It was so nice to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you, too.